Donald Trump has invoked his Fifth Amendment right and refused to answer questions in a long-running New York civil investigation into his business dealings. The probe, led by Attorney General Letitia James, involves allegations of a decade-long pattern of financial misstatements by the Trump Organization. An hour after he arrived at Ms. James's office, Mr. Trump issued a statement saying he took his Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination. The deposition comes just days after FBI agents searched his Florida estate in an unrelated federal operation. Our Washington correspondent Kate Fisher is with us now. Good morning, Kate.
Hello, good morning.
I seem to recall Donald Trump having criticised people in the past for taking the Fifth. He's had a change of heart.
Absolutely. It was one of the things he used to say in some of his rallies, saying that it was a clearly showed that they must be guilty if they took this. He's saying that he's been left with no choice, that because he feels he's been targeted by lawyers and the media, this is the only option left to him. I think also perhaps he has concerns about a parallel investigation that's being undertaken by the Manhattan District Attorney, which is a criminal investigation. The one he's currently deposing on is a civil suit. And his concern perhaps is, or his lawyer's concern is, that if he does answer the questions for the New York Attorney General, then some of what he says could be used against him in the Manhattan probe, which is a criminal investigation. So that's perhaps why he's changed his tune on pleading the Fifth.
The circumstances too, coming the day after the FBI raid or their move on Mar-a-Lago, and the reaction from his supporters, the reaction from some of the sections of the right-wing media that this is more of the deep state witch hunt, has that emboldened Trump on this one as well, do you think?
I think, I'm pretty sure it has. We understand that he has been on the telephone a lot with his allies in the Republican Party. Many of them apparently trying to persuade him to announce a run for the presidential campaign in 2024 sooner rather than later. They feel that he should capitalize on this momentum. The outrage of conservatives and the right-wing media would give him a real boost if he announced a run for president right now. So yeah, certainly he and this has actually united most of the Republican Party, who have mainly all come out expressing outrage over what the FBI did, including Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida and former Vice President Mike Pence, who both perhaps harbour presidential ambitions of their own.
Right. So, I mean, we're at the point now where there's no charges have been laid, right? I mean, if this is the reaction now, what can we expect in America, given how polarised it is? Should there be charges against former President Donald Trump?
Yeah, I think it is a real concern. If you look at some of the kind of right-wing media online, these chat rooms and so on where there is very strong language about the Democrats and the Department of Justice, that a lot of these diehard Trump supporters believe are working in cahoots to try some kind of conspiracy against the former president. And this is where these conspiracy theories gain momentum. And the concern could be that, you know, a bit like what happened with January the 6th, if they are fermented, they could spill off the internet and into real life. There is certainly a concern about if this is the anger that is elicited at this stage, if things are taken a step further, will it get more out of hand?
Just finally, the prosecutors, those involved in these cases, will they be making those political calculations, or are they just focused on the law and whether there was a law broken?
Well, the Department of Justice, Merrick Garland, who runs the Department of Justice, would argue that he is just focused on the law. And in fact, many Democrats who wanted to see more punishment put towards Trump, more oversight, have argued that Merrick Garland's Department of Justice hasn't gone far enough. And then suddenly this bombshell happens on Monday, and he would argue that he is getting on with his work behind the scenes and would never want to be accused of being a partisan operator. But yeah, certainly, whereas Letitia James in New York, she's the Attorney General in New York, has made it clear, she's a Democrat, that she is after Trump and believes he's done wrong and has made it a much more political issue. But certainly Merrick Garland at the federal level is trying to tread a very difficult line by saying that he is nonpartisan, but clearly by raiding the home of a former president, it's a massive step. And I don't think he would have taken that without being sure that there was something to find in there, because it is such a political gamble.
Yes, indeed. Thank you very much for that. Kate Fisher, our Washington correspondent, with the latest on Donald Trump.